They're great.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who is this man? Come on, take a shot. I'm not going to fire you every time you get a wrong answer.
Buddy,
I'm... Neville Chamberlain.
You're fired. Does this man look like he's ceding Czechoslovakia to a fascist dictatorship?
It's Buddy Ebsen.
Right.
The actor. He's dead. Why are
Buddy Ebsen was the original Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz. For a day, he was diagnosed allergic to the aluminum dust in the makeup. His lungs failed. He nearly died. Question is, why?
Didn't you just say he was allergic?
You may not have legs, but you've got ears. I suggest you use them. I said he was diagnosed allergic. Since we are currently short exactly one interesting patient, we are going to figure out what really happened to Buddy Ebsen in 1938. Now, on the one hand, he's not getting deader. On the other hand, your jobs hang in the balance.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Oh, dear. I know, House. How about you, Regis?
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
It's the 9-11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
Break.
Goddamn right.
Well, we could spend part of this break screaming about how they're still deleting stuff out on the show.
Sure.
I'll try to figure it out tomorrow.
You know, it's always something, isn't it? It's always something.
Apparently now it's the word boner, which used to be okay.
Well, it used to be part of a record that I actually purchased one time. Foul ups, bleeps.
And boners.
Right.
Yeah, right. I know we got the tapes of Robin saying, you know, holy a donut, Batman, you sure pulled a boner here.
Right.
But anyway, they're going nuts today with that. So
sure.
Trying to figure out about that. I would much rather talk about this. Give me a second. I think this is a beautiful idea that we seriously should steal. This is why radio has just become such a pussyfied way of communicating with people. They're afraid of doing anything, radio stations.
Right.
Listen to this. I think this is a good idea for a contest. A contest that you'd never have to pay out on. Uh-huh. And I think it's funny. Contest has been canceled now by radio station WKQI in Detroit.
Okay.
They're under fire for holding a contest. They're going to award a listener $1,000 if they predict the exact day that Britney Spears dies. It took less than one day for the contest to be canceled.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're on the air apologizing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The station is now donating the $1,000 to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Oh, dear. And is that, of course, the theme of it, that she will have some sort of drug overdose or something like that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's no different than a death pool.
Right.
I really think that we should do that. I really...
Leave Britney Spears alone right.
He doesn't.
No!
He doesn't believe in
Leave
that.
Leave Britney alone!
Alone. Sure. Mm-hmm. Just send us your guess.
I don't think she's going to.
$2,000. We'll do double what the DJs in Detroit were going to do. $2,000 if you pick the exact day. Now, you know what? The way they wrote the contest, uh-huh. Now that I'm reading the actual fine print, it was called the Britney Suicide Watch.
Right? Oh, okay. Right. That's where they got into trouble.
However, the rules of the contest say you win $1,000 if you pick the exact day that Britney Spears dies.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So, well, perhaps the suicide word was what got them into trouble.
That's right. Still, I think that's a great idea for a contest.
Right.
I mean, seriously. Right.
Well, we used to do the death pool, and that was based on people that we predicted were going to go.
Why is it that it's okay in our culture to put these stories like this on the news where they're talking about this, mm-hmm. where they're exploiting Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, whoever it is, mm-hmm. saying that these stars are going crazy?
Well, what about the internet now? What about the TMZs and the Perez Hiltons of this world where, mm-hmm. you know, you can put... you know, not only stories about where they are, but that loser, you know, the way all the stories are written now. I mean, it's not even, it's beyond what tabloids are. Tabloids used to have, you know, stories that were maybe concocted in the newsroom. Now when you read these websites, you know, it's a totally different world. But they're immune from anything.
Right? That is an idea. I swear to God I'm serious. I'd love to steal that. First, I don't think she's going to kill herself.
Right? I don't either.
Agreed.
Second, if you do, you're only out $2,000. And how about the listener that picks the day?
Right.
Pretty outstanding for that listener.
Pretty incredible stuff. Here's to our friends in Detroit.
What is wrong with people, really? I mean, that company, they got, I don't even know what company, it's not CBS that owns that station. They went on the air with it yesterday.
Uh-huh. You know, every contest we do now on this show and on all the shows on this station has to be run through the legal department, and I'm 100% sure that that contest will get approved by legal.
What could no possibly
problem, go no
wrong?
Problem at all, because right. They're not afraid of anything, in my opinion.
Well, that's just idiotic.
They don't fear anything.
I know you're correct about that, Mike, but...
See, Don, you mean you don't think that they'll respond to the fact that you think it's a complete throwaway and a meaningless type of contest that really wouldn't be offensive at all?
Here, I pulled the stuff up from the Detroit News.
Uh-huh.
Radio stations love edgy stunts and the publicity that ensues, but Channel 95.5 might have crossed the line when DJ Big Boy announced a Britney Suicide Watch contest Tuesday night.
Bet he's not fat.
If you can guess the exact day that Britney dies, whether it's from drugs or however she dies, if you're right, we'll give you $1,000, said Big Boy on his 7 to 11 p.m. show.
7 to 11 p.m.
He's trying harder.
Big Boy.
After swift action.
I call that eating time.
After swift action and reaction, the station pulled the webpage for the Britney stunt by mid-morning. At 7 p.m. last night, 95.5 aired a statement by the operations manager,
sure.
Which he apologized if anyone was offended by the content of the show.
Radio, what would life be without it?
This is where it's so friggin' hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
In no way were we making light of death or suicide.
That's, yeah, that's the issue.
He went on
that's
to...
exactly what they were doing.
He went on to blame the media.
Mm-hmm.
For its part in Britney Spears' downward spiral.
Oh, so not only was it an apology, but it was also pointing the finger at the media.
Right.
And the media. What is the media exactly? You can point that finger all the time.
You are the media.
You, Mr. Scholarship winner.
Hold on, let me see. Then you have, under this guy's reign, at Clear Channel 95.5 in Detroit.
Oh, it was Clear Channel.
There were those crop circles on a Milford farm a few years ago that the morning show created. They claimed they created. They didn't, and the general manager issued an apology for creating the illusion of an authentic paranormal event for the purpose of entertainment.
Wow. Well, it sounds excuse like me. They've been in trouble. Sounds like maybe they're generating their own trouble.
But hold on a second. The crop
maybe circus. Their own publicity about getting in trouble when
no
they're
it
really
sounds it
trouble.
Sounds like they have a general manager who just overreacts to everything,
right?
Blah, blah, blah. Big Boy's a great guy. Sometimes you go over the edge and you're preparing and planning things.
Hey, I have an idea. How about I come in tomorrow and I say very seriously that I've been abducted by aliens and that the aliens, after they were done doing their medical experiments on me, the aliens told me when Britney Spears was going to have an overdose.
Here we go.
No, no, no.
Tammy Landry, Michigan Area Director for the AFSP, whatever that is, Mike, says...
I think it's prevent suicide probably. Prevention.
A contest like this is dangerous, especially to impressionable, depressed teenagers. It's making suicide an available option for them. This is real. Please.
Well, maybe that's where they got the heat from.
Uh-huh. Please. Then they get the bottom line of this thing.
Well, you know why that happened, though? You know why there's the sensitivity? Because they're in Detroit. That's part of the problem right there. I mean, isn't that where Flint is? That's close to where Flint is.
No, not that close.
Yeah, but, you know, come on now. You got a lot of people that are right on the edge anyway. You wake up in the morning, smell the smoke.
The station has also asked listeners to call in. I love this when they just pile on it for no reason.
Right.
The station has also asked listeners to call in and say the craziest place they've done it. That's like just a random thought at the end of this article.
Right. You mean done the deed?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Britney Spears.
Gee, I hope nobody calls in and say they've done it in a church.
How about the craziest place they've ever committed suicide?
Oh, God, kooky, kooky. Well, Rob, they couldn't call in and say that. What? You idiot.
Why?
All right, so then somebody says to the lady from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, they say, what about the fact that the station now has canceled it and they're going to give you $1,000? She said, nope, $1,000 would have been great. We need money for research, but I'm not trying to take money from someone trying to get ratings with a suicide watch. I'll accept their apology, and if they're truly done with the contest, then I'll take their $1,000.
You know what is funnier than Suicide Watch, though? What's seriously? Because I agree with you. I don't think she's going to do it. I think based on the cover of it was either Us Magazine or People Magazine, the most recent cover of Britney Spears, just how fat is she going to get?
Oh.
They had a picture. Now, look, you've said, and I know you have a soft spot in your heart for Britney Spears. Do you still maintain that? Do you still think that she has hottie potential?
Yeah.
Because there's a picture. Have you seen that picture of her? Taken when she's wearing a fur coat. She has what appears to be three chins. Huh. She's got three of the double chins. And her belly is, she's got one of those big belt buckles, kind of those Louisiana belt buckles, that's cutting into her stomach.
Leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone now.
Right now.
Right now.
And what's that caramel drink that you like, Rob?
Oh, the caramel macchiato?
The caramel, she's drinking a caramel macchiato.
I don't like it. Right. She likes it.
You've never had one before.
What? Anyway, how stupid of radio. Again, how stupid of the radio business. This is just, it's a stupid throwaway thing by a couple of disc jockeys.
I love the business, though.
But everybody's with the radio business. I know you do, Mike.
I really do.
I have no comment. Anyway, I would love to do that. I'd love to do that contest. Love to.
And I predict we'll get permission to do it.
You know, if Hughes was not having some sort of deviated septum thing done today,
jaw implant.
I would almost call. Well, no. You know, he wouldn't give us an answer. What am I saying?
No, and now you know what it is.
He's
it's impossible.
No,
let me tell you why it's
no
possible.
Way.
Because now there's precedent on it. Yeah. And that's all they look at. That's like the original ideas. That's like the same people that designed the caveman show. They look at precedent and they go, you know, even if it was gonna, you know, you might have a shot if that hadn't happened. But now that that's happened,
too bad. It just was a good idea. I wanted to steal it. Yeah. Darn it.
What do we say? Steal from us, you've stolen from the best.
That's right. Don't steal anything from us, because you're stealing twice from
Amen.
Us. That's what they're concerned about. That's what people in radio are concerned about.
Those little worry warts.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, buddies?
Hey,
look, can't you see? Look, Britney's just going to blow up into the big Anna Nicole thing that we saw, and then she's not going to kill herself intentionally. She's just going to OD on drugs. It's a new Vogue thing in Hollywood anymore. Lindsay Lohan's going to follow behind her along with the rest of them.
You know, there's a part of me that believes that Britney Spears would probably have a total meltdown if she was out of the public eye. I think that's what would hurt her, because you know what? What I've read recently about the fact that the people in her little entourage that alert the paparazzi that she's going to be there, you know what I think she thrives on, just like she needs air? She needs those cameras every time she
leave Britney Spears alone right now.
I'm sorry, Chris.
They alert the paparazzi, and not only that, have you noticed that lately she's only been driving in convertibles with the top down?
Yeah,
she craves the attention.
They all do. Paris Hilton's the same way, and I'll even go so far as to say it's not just for their ego, because Lord knows that's been gratified. I think that somebody like, from what I read the other day, Britney Spears really does believe that if she is out of that media attention for any significant length of time, her, you know, whatever is left of her career will die.
Here's the thing. Why is it
okay? Paris Hilton feels the same way.
Why is it okay for people to dissect her the way you just did?
Right.
And everybody does. Everybody. Nobody knows this girl from a hole in the ground.
Right.
It's okay to say she does drugs. She's an awful mom. She's DUI. She's fat. She's a pig. She's this. But you can't do a contest to guess the day that she's going to commit suicide.
I know. What's wrong with America?
Really? No, Mike, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I'm being serious. On one hand,
you just
made a pretty compelling argument
as
to why she would be a prime candidate for suicide, and that is being forced down people's throats, not only by this show, but by every show.
Everywhere. No, I don't think I made an argument that she would be a prime candidate for suicide. I think I made an argument that, as to why she is in the spotlight the way she is, because I think she manipulates.
But a prime candidate to say at least that she's effed up in the head, that she doesn't have, all these things that people say about her, she's out of touch with reality. You know, seriously, who cares? I mean, really.
About Britney?
Yeah. Who cares?
That's the best point of all. Yeah, I mean, that really is, because the fact is,
I'd be happy.
Our attention with Britney is symptomatic of what's wrong with this country.
I'd be happy if she killed herself, because the news cycle would be over in 4 weeks. You know, I'm serious about this. Where were all those people that were so concerned about that little Anna Nicole Smith baby?
You would not be happy if she killed herself. Now, come on now. You wouldn't be really happy if she killed herself.
Mike, from a media standpoint, I would be elated because the media outlets would be jumping on each other to make it a big thing.
No, what would happen would be the spotlight would be on the media because they would say, oh, we're the ones that did it. We're the ones that were responsible for that.
I think I got it now, and this is not the painkillers talking.
Okay.
The way that you get that we rid ourselves of this entire paparazzi style of journalism.
How do we do it? Because I think we need to get rid of it.
A mass suicide. I'm talking about you get Lindsay Lohan,
right.
Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, after she has the baby, Britney Spears,
right.
Robert Downey Jr.
Harvey Levin.
Harvey Levin's the paparazzi guy himself.
Tom Sizemore.
Right.
A bunch of our
Justin Timberlake, Tom Cruise. You got to bring everybody in on this. You got to bring bad. What about Brangelina?
Mike, we're only having our problem celebrities kill themselves.
You can't have Charlie Sheen. You can't have Charlie Sheen.
No. You don't want Charlie Sheen?
I don't want him to be part of the suicide.
Well, why is that, Buzz?
I like Charlie Sheen, and I have faith in him that he's
going
like to be
okay. You
like that show? I do very much.
Two and a Half Men?
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Charlie Sheen, the only weapon, as far as I know, that Charlie Sheen uses is his penis.
That's true.
Am I right about that?
Yes, true.
So
yes.
If Charlie Sheen...
So you're saying a mass suicide has to be on a large enough scale that will eliminate this paparazzi.
I'm telling you, all of these people that occupy our times and our thoughts and our words and what we read and what we think.
You know, because the paparazzi is so sensitive to that type of thing, I think they would turn in their cameras after the mass suicide. Now, you know what you get? You get it twice as bad.
No, here's what you do. You have it a can where first you have the mass suicide of the celebrities that annoy us. And once they kill themselves, then the army comes out from behind bushes and shoots all the paparazzis.
There's got to be a better solution to paparazzis.
How about this? How about the cameras that the paparazzis have are equipped with death rays? So when they take the pictures, they'll kill the people. And then, you know, ultimately the paparazzi will turn on each other.
No, that is not the solution. The solution
that
to
isn't
this,
it?
Tunnels.
Tunnels?
Tunnels like you would see at a Chuck E. Cheese, like you would see in one of those kids when they walk down the little nylon tunnels that you put in your backyard.
Oh, I know what you mean.
All the restaurants in L.A. have to be equipped with celebrity tunnels.
Uh-huh. Because
the only way you're going to make the paparazzi go away is if you give them nothing to photograph.
And I'm sorry, I still have a soft spot in my heart for Britney. Sure. If we're going to start this plan, my plan to rid America of these useless celebrities,
yes.
Lindsay Lohan must be the first. She must be the sacrificial lamb.
You think so?
As an example of
yes.
the others.
I think
yes.
that's a good idea.
And then maybe she stands up and, how would it be done? Would it be done in a grisly way or would it be done like with sleeping pills?
Have her bleed
like
out?
That?
She can OD in front of us.
OD in front of us. Go
takes
to sleep.
A long
basically.
Time.
Publicly,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
And right before she eats the mouthful of pills, it would be, are you happy now? Are you happy now, America?
About the celebrity tunnels. You say these are in restaurants in Hollywood. Are there any restaurants in Manassas that have celebrity tunnels?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah. I installed one last week.
Did you? No kidding.
Yeah, it's
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio gods.
Hi there. Let's pray for the suicide. Of one of these Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts.
Something better than a suicide watch. Who do you think is the first one that's going to pose in Playboy?
Well, see, that's a legitimate question.
Now, listen,
they all basically do that.
Uh-huh. They've come after Britney already, and she wants upwards of $2 million, I think.
We'd all like to see him. And listen, we might complain about it. We might bitch about it. But the fact is, we'd all like to see him in a porno.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them we already saw in a porno. Mm-hmm.
Night vision porno.
Yeah, it was a night vision porno. Kind of a ripoff
Hello.
Porno.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Nice Don, yes. Radio God.
Howdy.
Welcome back. We embrace you.
Right. Hi.
That's what Wayne
said. It's nice to be embraced.
Mike just stole
my condolences to Jane Seymour.
Uh-huh. I was just wondering how long before the porno career is around the corner for either of them.
Which ones? Are we talking about Lindsay and Britney?
Yeah, Britney in particular. I'd like to see her in one more, I think, than Lindsay.
Hasn't she made, they're saying, you know, that's what they're saying now.
There's a rumor.
Sex tape around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Hello,
sex
Don and Mike
tape.
Show. Sex
Hi,
tape.
Don, hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, well,
first off, if Britney was in the Playboy, the centerfold would have to fold the opposite direction. Second off, Don.
Yeah.
Hold it. You know, I was trying to laugh at that too, but I'm too stupid. I need that to be explained.
Sorry.
What is that joke? Is that a fat joke?
I think
that's
it was
a fat joke.
Okay.
It's a fat joke. But Don,
what?
You have this obsession with Britney, but
yes. Picture
this. You have your chance to be with her, but every time she finishes a sentence, it's with whatnot. Could you still follow through?
No, listen, here's my fantasy right now with Britney Spears. Is that she is alone in a room with a camera. And all she has is like pills and booze and dance revolution in front of her.
You know, you are on the drugs today. You are loopy because you've gone now. This is a very interesting show today with you because I'm realizing
Mike,
this
I'm
is
on
the
prescribed
man.
Medication. That's I had right. An emergency root canal yesterday.
This is the
which
man.
Which is making me think.
All you've talked about is you want to make love to Britney Spears. You talked about how hot she is, and now
I'm
your
sick
ultimate
of her.
Fantasy.
Kill yourself, bitch. Wow. Go ahead.
Oh, dear me.
And let's give away $2,000 to the lucky Don and Mike listener who picks the day that Britney will off herself. God, please. That's about as ridiculous as when they were deleting out the Oprah stuff.
I know. It's really a sad world we live in. It truly, truly is.
How about
you could probably help her out by sending a couple of buckets of that stuff that they gave you at the dentist's office to her, you know?
How about we have a contest for the next time she gets an ingrown hair? By her Daisy.
Hey, wouldn't that be something? Mm-hmm. Then we'd pay an extra, you know, $100,000 for the paparazzi to shoot that for us.
Boy, would I like to be those tweezers.
I know. See? Now he's going back.
You're back.
See, it's this love-hate. Wants her dead, wants her alive.
It's a thin line.
I just want her to go away. I'm just sick of everybody focusing on her.
Well, she's what America talks about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
You know?
Screw it.
Because we need in this country... Every single day to deal with the truly important issues that affect our lives.
That's right.
Listen, we should not be talking about this. We should be talking about the fact that the Radiohead album that was supposed to be free, mm-hmm. it ain't free, and Jay Leno is going to go to Fox. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Britney Spears.
Right. Where's Conan going when Jay Leno goes to Fox?
Conan gets that job.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. You know what? Nice then I'm watching NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. That's fantastic. Now, that is important news.
Yeah, we're getting somewhere now.
Hold on. One more thing here. I just saw the Caveman show. The ratings?
Did well, didn't it?
Early ratings from Tuesday night's premiere of Caveman.
Uh-huh.
Somehow it did okay.
Yeah.
Yep. 9 million people. Carpoolers, which premiered after Caveman,
uh-huh.
also got 9 million. House had 17 million.
Right.
And it'd be Dancing with the Stars, which had 15 million.
Well, I think that's bogus numbers. I really do, because what? I heard half of those houses that watched Caveman didn't have electricity. I don't know. I don't know what I just meant.
And all of them watch According to Jim.
That's true. Now, hey, put According to Jim and Caveman together. Now I'm watching.
No, hold on. I got it now.
What?
I'm Tom Bergeron. Welcome to Suicide with the Stars.
Thank you very much. And the first thing we're going to do is bring out Drew Lachey, who's going to demonstrate how each one of our celebrities can get it done. Thank you, Drew.
Oh, now I'm watching.
Nice job. Then
now I'm watching.
Dragged off with hooks.
Got a break. There was something that happened yesterday. Craig Wilson.
Oh.
And he deserves a mention today.
Yes. Oh.
So we...
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
And hi to you. We will have some Craig when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.